And now, live from his high-tech facility in Santa Monica and his penthouse studio in Buffalo, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Buonasera, bonsoir, and buenos noches. We are back here on East West Audio Body Shop. And by the way, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together that makes us
East West Audio Body Shop.
That was a great rehearsal, wasn't it? Okay, so anyway, we're here on East West Audio Body Shop, and it is our 100th episode. Yeah, can you believe it? Especially if we don't freeze this time, which would be even better. Mm-hmm. Although it is sort of like par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Ustream, you know, we used to blame Skype for the problems. Now we're going to blame Ustream. You always need a scapegoat. So it's going to be Ustream tonight. Ustream is telling me, warning, bandwidth low. So at any time, this show could just go off the air. So, you know, we'll roll with the punches. It's only Verizon Fios, folks. We only got about 30 megabits per second upload. I don't know what else I could possibly have to make it faster, but you know.
Tube this big.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right. Well, you know, this 100 episodes strung together, if we string together all the episodes we've done and all the mistakes, it would probably be, you know, another 5 or 6 shows.
Yeah, about 17 shows worth of mistakes, and then about 80 good shows.
Exactly. But anyway, we've got a great show for you tonight to commemorate our 100th episode. Who would have thought when we started March 22nd, 2011, that we'd have 100 episodes? You know, and yeah.
Mind-blowing.
Are people still having problems with the audio there? Is it choppy audio? You know, just tell us in the chat room here.
Tell us what we can do.
Reduce the resolution, George.
Reduce the resolution, George.
Yeah. Who says that? Your dad.
My dad. Well, that would be an option. I'm going from no bandwidth problems to warning back and forth, kind of flipping back and forth.
Yes.
So I'm not sure what's the impetus of that, but it could be.
Stick around. It's going to be worth it, especially if we actually.
I'm going to quit Dropbox because that's synchronizing, so that could be slowing things down. How about that?
Right.
See, that makes a difference.
All
nope,
right.
No difference apparently.
Oh, all right. Well, I can see you moving.
You can see me moving.
Yeah. So
that?
They said George is okay. Weird.
Dan, no. What Dan's video is very choppy on Google Hangouts. Yes, that is correct. How about me, everybody? Am I moving smoothly?
You look normal, but I'm.
How do I look?
I don't know.
Susan says better.
You look good. I'm choppy, but we're not going to worry about it.
Dan Skype is choppy. You know what, you guys? You've watched the show long enough to know that Dan is in Buffalo, and I'm here. I'm the local side. So if I'm looking smooth, then I think we're in good shape.
I think so.
All right. Anyway. Got the thumbs up from the chat room. We're rocking.
Okay. Well, in that case. Well, tonight we have our 100th episode, and we've got a Google Hangout. You don't have to go to the Google Hangout. We just have our guests on the Google Hangout. You can keep watching a news stream and hang out in the chat room and fling insults at you all you want. But we're going to have our Audio Masters Roundtable tonight, and we actually have a special guest. But before we do that, if you can get that video plugged in there, George.
I will. I
want to do a little travel log of my travels in Europe over the last 10 days. And you can hardly tell. I'm not even minorly jet lagged because we got home last night and I just went to bed, woke up at 7:30, went, hey, 7:30. All right. You know, so what if it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, my body time, but anyway, so
well,
just
hold that
keep the mic open and I can do a running commentary. Sir.
Oh, okay. Well then let me add the video or audio from our show. So this,
behind,
so
they
can, yeah, I got, hang on. Let me, I got to add our audio in so everybody can hear you on SoundCloud.
Oh, okay.
And okay, let's see what happens.
Okay. Well, I hear echoes. I don't remember there being echoes in Rome, but
see the temple of Saturn.
You're not going to hear the audio, Dan.
Okay, that's fine. But, you know, you can see we were in the Colosseum, and we were in Rome. It was an absolutely beautiful place. Now, if I could see this, I could time it right and get you all the good stuff. But you'll see things in here. Just tell me what you're seeing, George, because I can't see it.
Can you see it in my Google Hangout window?
Well, there we are. Okay,
I'm sharing that window.
About 20 seconds behind on here. But it was a great time. I was with a bunch of people, all family, my wife, my mother, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and his son, and, of course, my two guys, who you'll see running through this thing. You can see it was absolutely amazing what Rome was like. You know, the scale and the grandeur of it was absolutely amazing. And, you know, we are in the, you know, you can see me. I was in the Colosseum. Can you hear me talking in the Colosseum, or was that already passed?
I don't know. I can't listen to it. That's something. See, you threw a wrench at me. You said, "Let me talk over the video."
Well,
and that's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Oh, and then there, of course, there was the mustache on the beer stein thing that we found at a bar in Rome. Then there's the picture of the thumb there. That's why you don't have strangers take your picture. Now, there's this one here. This should still be in the train station in Genoa, Italy. And I just wanted to have this video with this audio because in this way I would be able to have... Oh, I see what's happening. My time machine decided to run. Maybe that'll help the choppiness a little bit. But I wanted to have all this... I wanted to have the soundtrack of a European train station. And this gal just goes on and on. Then we had go to the city of Marseille, which was really boring. We were on the water taxi there, and then in the island of Mallorca. This is Palma de Mallorca, which was a beautiful city, which I was not expecting. And we had a great time there. Lots of interesting history. Big place for, you know, just being on an island off of Spain. And then you can see we were on the Segway tour of Valencia, Spain. I didn't get any video of Barcelona. Barcelona was great. But we were so busy, I really didn't get my camera out at all. But you can see the amazing amount of building that they did in Spain. And then finally, after Valencia, there's the town square there. And after that, you'll see us on the ship heading off into the sunset at the Straits of Bonifacio, which, if you know your geography, is the straits between Corsica, where Napoleon was born, by the way, and Sardinia. And we just zipped right through there. It was just more fun than I think we should have been allowed to have.
Well, back to you, Dan.
Okay.
Video's over.
Are you hearing me? The video's over?
Yep.
Okay. But I timed the end of it right then.
Nicely done.
It was a great trip. It really was. I got lots more pictures, and I posted a few on Facebook, and a lot of you commented on them. So thank you. But time is a wasting here because we have burned so much of time with the with our little technical difficulties. So I think it's time that we get our Audio Masters roundtable going here.
Yes, and, without further ado.
If our guests will unmute their mics.
Come on in, everybody.
All right, let's see how the heck we do that.
Okay. Well, let's see. Shoot, your cameras are on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is very typical EWABs, by the way.
Look at that technology going there.
Wow. Yeah.
Love the sticker.
No. Okay. Oh, you like the sticker?
I love the sticker, yeah.
Yeah.
100.
I was going to tell you it was a nice tattoo, talk. But, you know.
Okay. Anyway, from right to left, or is it left to right? I can never tell. Is it actors right or actors? We have Clifford Zellman. Clifford.
Hey. Congratulations, you guys. It is a thrill. It's an honor to be here. 100 episodes. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Yes. And we're looking forward to hearing what you have to say tonight, especially when I figure out what the questions are going to be.
That's we'll wing it, baby.
Oh, yeah. I know. Joe Van Ripper.
Howdy, howdy.
Oh, that's what they were talking about.
Yeah. You didn't see that before.
Yes.
There you go.
That is permanent, is it not?
That's down on the
chair. Absolutely. I had it stitched on.
Okay, and then we have a special guest, a gentleman I haven't met, Mike Varela. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm really happy to be here for your 100th episode. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. Another audio expert. We can, you know, I used to say we can count those guys that understand home studios on one hand. And I think, let's see, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The hand's growing more fingers.
You have to use an extra thumb tonight. And to his left or right, or depending on which way you're looking at the screen, is Uncle Roy Olson.
Hey, yay!
You know, I'm wearing my Fab Four shirt. I thought we were the Fab Five, but now we're the Fab Six, which doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but okay.
Inflation.
Yeah. Yes.
Good to meet you, Mike.
Nice. Nice to meet you.
All right. Well, we've got lots of stuff to talk about tonight, and if you have a question, please put it in the chat room, and hopefully Anthony Getting is in there, and he will relay these things to us.
Hey, Mike, a lot of us don't know who you are. I mean, you guys.
I was about to ask.
Tell us a little bit more. I mean, everybody here's a veteran, but you're new. Would you tell everybody, you know, what you're doing in the VO world and that little voiceover lab that you kind of work for?
The one that you built?
Yeah, that thing.
I am the lead engineer at the Don LaFontaine voiceover lab in Los Angeles, and I work mornings there, and I teach a couple audio classes in Audacity, and I do the orientations. Beyond that, I edit and master audiobooks in my own studio. I actually just finished a short film that I was working on with a person who's sending it out for submissions for festivals. And then at night, I work for a company called Deluxe, which is a post-production facility in Burbank here in California.
D-E-L-U-X,
D-E-L-U-X, D-E-L-U-X.
Oh, with the E, okay.
And I do post there. So in between that, I'm doing IT help for people, much like you guys, solving computer issues, setting up batch processing in Twisted Wave and Pro Tools, and explaining the use of mics in different situations. So just audio all over.
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, that makes you perfectly qualified to join the rest of us, then. Welcome to the crew.
I'm in an esteemed bunch here.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on with us tonight. So we've got a couple of questions that have come up, and we figured we'd ask our audio masters in our roundtable to give us their opinions on these things. And let's go through some of these questions now. And everybody, here are the ground rules. One, there are no rules. So feel free to interrupt anybody if you want to.
Rule number two, ignore rule number one.
That's right. Well, I don't think your mic is on there.
What?
There we go. Okay.
There we go. I got one of those too. I should go get it.
Well, then I'll be able to hear you, Jared.
Exactly.
All righty. So first question we have. And I'll address this quickly because I don't understand why you guys obsess about this. And you've heard me talk about it before. But our good friend Patrick Sweeney submits this question. Why don't you talk about portable setups and recording on the road? I was going to do a video about how to record on board a ship, but they had us a little bit back amidship, and I could hear the cavitation from the propellers.
Ooh.
And the bed was going. It was like the thousand
really
things.
Bad.
Why don't you put the porta booth outside the porthole?
I tried that too. I tried in the closet. It wasn't going to work. Even studio suit wouldn't have helped in here.
Yeah.
So I didn't. I never really did that. Besides, I was having too much fun with my family and my mother and mother-in-law and all those people. It was just. Oh, it was wonderful. Anyway, but why don't we just go around the horn here and talk a little bit about portable setups? And why don't we start with you, Uncle Roy? What are your thoughts on portable setups and recording on the road? And tell the truth.
I always tell the truth.
Okay.
I like the Porta Booth Plus, and I'll give away my little secret tip that I talked to Harlan about. Sometimes that can sound a little boxy because there's space in there, besides the Auralex, there's some space. So if you go to AC Moore or Michaels and buy stuff called FiberFill, which is the stuff that's inside your pillow, and put it behind and around your microphone, fill that space. Guess what? It starts sounding like you have a studio suite, or a little more like it anyway. So I think for travel, a Porta Booth a directional mic, you know. I guess that's my take on it, with my special fix on the booth.
Okay. Mike Varela, you're on.
I actually don't record too much. Most of you guys are voice guys. I do more editing. So for me, I've actually been really excited about the release of the Fast Track Solo by Avid to get into the iPad. So that we can start using XLR mics instead of USB mics with the iPad. So that's been pretty fascinating. That was some kind of shotgun. The Porta Booth is fantastic. We've built a couple of those recently. But I'm really, really excited about the idea of using interfaces, real interfaces now for the iPad and recording, you know, 1 to 6 channels of audio. So that's been pretty much it for me.
Do you like that particular box because it also comes with Pro Tools Express? Is that what makes this such a good deal?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've used the Focusrite, which is fantastic. And it works really well as well. But, you know, bang for your buck, the same price plus $20, I think it's $179.
Yep.
Gets you not only Express on your computer, which is fantastic, but also access to the iPad via mic. And I have a feeling that they're like in works right now for creating some kind of app for the iPad and the iPhone. And I would suggest that we probably see it in the next maybe 2 or 3 months, but they haven't released it yet. So Twisted Wave is still the app to go for the iPad for me.
Yeah, I mean, so when somebody comes out with a DAW that has like really usable audio processing on an iPad mm-hmm. that you can use in real mm-hmm. time, I think that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to get around the zero latency monitoring at the moment. I mean, one thing that's really great about that, the Fast Track, is it does have a single button for zero latency, so mm-hmm. it wraps it right back around to the headphones, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
The Twisted Wave can't process it fast enough in the iPad, or the iPad can't process it fast enough. So, but getting off of a USB mic, you know, and getting something of, you know, better quality, something like a 416 or even, you know, some kind of Rode NT, whatever, you know, into an iPad is probably going to get you a better sound. So yeah, that's been exciting. We just got a Fast Track Duo at the lab, so I'm going to start playing with it this week and plugging it into the iPad. So
cool.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Next.
Excellent. All right. Joe Van Ripper.
Well, I go back to the days when we didn't have little portable things.
I had to carry all kinds of heavy stuff with me when I traveled in order to do voiceover stuff on the road, and that usually meant crawling under blankets, draping them over ironing boards, whatever you could find in the hotel room, and stuffing pillows all around your microphone. It was a nightmare, but it could be done. And then, of course, you got to have really good gates. But you know, as far as today is concerned, it's a brand new ballgame. As Mike says, they're coming out with new stuff all the time, and it's getting really exciting now. The iPhone is going to be a player here pretty soon. The iPad is already, and you know, it's I can hardly even keep up with it. I'm still back in the dark ages with the way I have to do things.
And you never leave the house, right? So,
well, I try not to anymore. You know, I found a Source Connect was a pretty handy thing on the road. I couldn't take ISDN with me, but Source Connect finally cleaned up their act enough that I could use it with almost any hotel or motel Wi-Fi. And then it was just a case of crawling under the blanket and stuffing the pillows around the microphone again, and it seemed to work pretty well.
All right.
One thing I did learn, best possible environment to record in while you're on the road, car. Your laptop inside a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that always works well.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's a Mercedes or something. I found they just have just the right.
Well, Joe Piscopo.
Can I ask a question about that? Because I have people all the time ask me about cars, and I know obviously that or quiet places, depending on the model you have. But do you guys ever bifurcate the car with like a blanket between the windows to cut off the front from back seating to keep the boxiness out? Or do you guys just generally record and deal with it?
See, now you're under the impression that we actually do this.
Well, I did, but I've got a BMW that has the window shades you can pull down anyway. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, didn't have
so
to
you
fool
can be
with
nude
it.
And recording
and,
in your
and
car.
And the thing is, as far as finding a quiet space is concerned, you're on four wheels. Just drive around till you find a quiet spot. You know?
Yeah.
Cemetery usually is pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Well, we had questions about. Oh, go ahead, Clifford. You go first, and I'll follow up.
We got to get Cliff in here. Cliff Zellman, you're on.
Hey. Well, I'm going to kind of echo what Roy said as far as the porta booth is great. Putting the fiberfill behind it is also a very, very good idea. If you don't have it, you can put a small pillow. You can even wrap up a towel and kind of put it behind there. I've always thought that, you know, travel recording is really in an emergency situation. I always can tell when a voice talent sends me a drop in something that I did last week, and hey, I need a price change, I need a time change, and unless it's really done on the same system, it's going to take some EQing, some come back, Joe. It's going to take, you know, a little bit of work to get it to match. I think if possible to have, you know, the same microphone on the road that you use in your home studio, I know that would get a little pricey. 416 is real good. Consider directionality to be something important on the road to, you know, keep out the extraneous noise and stuff. But you know what, Dan, when you were in Italy, did you have your rig with you?
When I was where?
In Italy, did you have your rig
well,
with you?
Well, I had my iPad and my Epigee mic just in case.
Just in case.
You know, and but you know, when I would tell people, you know, I'm on a ship with I'm hearing cyborging.
Yeah, I think it's coming from Joe.
Yeah. Well, Joe, mute your mic for a sec.
All right.
Okay. Nope, it's not coming from him. Okay.
Joe.
Anyway, yeah. No, when I was you know, when I would write to a client and say, look, I'm on a ship somewhere between Marseille and Barcelona, they understood.
Yes.
I did have internet. You know, it was very expensive on Royal Caribbean. And we had two kids with us who obviously thought that internet was far more important. The fact that we were one going past these wonderful, wonderful historical places on a big ship.
Oh,
But anyway,
getting back to applications, those that have Android. Audio Evolution is terrific, considering it's $8. You're going to get a little bit of latency if you start adding 5, 6, 7, 8 tracks. Keep it a 30-60 seconds mono track read. It is about as close to Pro Tools as you can get without it actually being Pro Tools. And again, it's $8. It works wonderful on a tab, tab 10.1, tab 10.2. There are dongles that are made. I love to say that word. There are dongles that are made that will connect USB and XLR. You can connect your hardware, and it's a whole new world. Don, Brooke, help me out, guys. And hopefully he's not watching. Don Brookshire?
Yeah, Brookshire? I think that's who it is.
Yeah, it's Sportscaster.
Yes, knows all about it. If anybody's interested,
hey Guido guy, right?
If you don't know how to get in touch with him. Yeah, if you don't know how to get in touch with him, send me an email and I'll hook you up. He is the resident pro of the interface with Audio Evolution, and it is awesome. And even if, you know, if you've got a Galaxy or a Tab or a Note, download the free version and just check it out. You will be blown away for what it is.
For what it is.
For what it is. Yes.
The fact that we can even do any of this is just amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, George, real quick, did you there was the driver that you had to have for Android for? I'm an iPad guy, so I don't have an Android device, but does Audio Evolution Cliff need a driver as well, or does the program work with USB mics?
Well, I was going to show
the program go ahead, George.
I have what is this little microphone? I got the little Samsung Meteor. Because it's really cheap USB mic.
Metal one, yeah.
And I have it plugged into my Android phone. And I'm using the recording application that is specifically designed to work with USB. It's called USB Audio. Let me double click. Let me double check the name. USB Audio Recorder Pro.
Yeah.
And that software is what allows almost any USB audio device, most any, to work on an Android device.
So do you need an app as well?
Well, this app is the driver. It's kind of all wrapped up in one.
It's all in one.
Right.
Gotcha.
The application that Cliff was talking about, I think is developed by the same company. I could be wrong.
Exact same thing. In fact, they're interchangeable. If you buy one, you'll get the other.
Gotcha.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And you just need this cable. It's called I'm going to go full screen for OTG. The people watching that are watching on the stream.
An OTG cable.
It's called an OTG cable. It's about a $5 cable on Amazon or something. And it goes from a USB micro jack, which is what all Android phones have, to a regular old USB female connector. So these cables are what it's all about. That cable makes that one cable will turn your Android phone into a full-blown computer. Flash drives, hard drives, keyboards, mice, anything you can think of, it'll work with it.
Well,
back to your regular scheduled program.
Okay. Well, actually, what I think we're going to do now is take a break.
Sounds good.
Because we got lots of other stuff for you tonight, too, along with our audio roundtable with all our experts tonight and more questions. And hopefully that answered that one, Pat. You can't get any more expertise answers than those. Anyway, we've got more coming up right here on our 100th episode of eWabs, so stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his helmet.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP, you name it, Georgia set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
Danny did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George, and I cherish him.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
And now, back to East West Audio Body Shop, where every week, it's Apollo 13.
Hey guys, Andy Kaufman here with TopVoiceOver.com. I wanted to say congratulations on 100 awesome shows. It's been amazing watching you guys since the beginning, and I thank you so much for all the things you guys bring to us each and every week. I know it's a lot of sacrifices for you both, and we really appreciate everything you guys do. You have created an amazing community, and all the information you provide regarding voiceovers is just invaluable. Thanks so much, and here's to another 100 more. Hey, guys, Andy Kaufman here with TopVoiceOver.com.
And Andy Kaufman is looping. He's a looper.
He's loopy.
He's getting loopy. Thank you, Andy. You're probably out there somewhere going, they looped me.
That's the default mode for Ustream Producer. When I drop a video in, it's loops, you know, of course.
So pay attention to that. So... So you took a shower beforehand, George. You're going to need one afterwards.
That's right. I should have waited till after.
That's right.
Hey, George, how come I don't see your video? I got a black screen for you. Is that because you're using a screen for Ustream?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's why he does that. If you're watching the show, which you don't want to do because you'll be 30 seconds behind and really confused if you weren't confused already.
No, I turned it off. Yeah, I didn't want to use the bandwidth.
That was smart idea.
I have one other travel tip from Melissa Exelberth, who, when she checks into a hotel room, she sneaks one of those trolleys that you put your luggage on.
Oh, yeah.
And then she puts a blanket over it, and she gets inside.
That's a good idea.
And makes a little tent out of it.
Oh, yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. See, I need to come up with a studio suit carrying case.
Harlan can help you with that.
I know. He probably will. And I can actually fit it into something fairly small. I use one of those suction bags, and which, by the way, was great.
They are awesome.
When you take a week's worth of clothes with you to Europe and down to nothing. Still weighs the same, but it's a lot smaller.
How'd you get it on the way back?
I rolled it up. I was gonna ask the guy who takes care of our room if I could borrow his vacuum cleaner. You know, there's an entire hallway. If you've ever been on a cruise, you know what those are like.
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody's Cyloning in there. It's Uncle Roy, I think.
No, not me.
No. Okay. Joe? All right. All right. Let's go on to our next question for our crew here. Let's see here.
John had a question about Lucy.
Yeah,
which kind of ties into the travel stuff. Although I wouldn't say it's not only a travel tool for sure.
No.
Well, John, I covered this a bit. None of us have really gotten a chance to use it in a real world scenario. At least nobody I know personally has. So right now it's still sort of like this should be really awesome will be really cool when somebody uses it. But nobody has yet. Although I did get a chance to set up Lucy to talk to what's called a Comrex Access. So the Comrex Access is a rack-mounted codec that looks like this boring-looking box right here. Okay, so this one rack space unit is an IP codec, which is what we'll all be using once the ISDN network goes away. But it just has audio in, audio out, and Ethernet, and a bunch of other jacks on it, including a monitor and all this other stuff. Anyway, yes. Lucy talks to this Comrex Access. They talk work together perfectly. So the plan is to have this thing end up being in a rack over at Out of Here, the bridging company, and then we'll be able to start offering people traveling or people that only have Lucy the ability to bridge to ISDN. And so for those of you that are late to the party on this Lucy stuff, I guess what makes it so exciting is the fact that it runs on not only an iPhone and an iPad, but also Android, and also it runs on Windows and Mac OS. So it runs on just about every platform that anybody would be using in this industry. And this is what the interface looks like. It's got a very nice, clean and simple interface. And so I'm very hopeful about it. It's pretty affordable in relative terms compared to Source Connect. It's about half the price. I think it's about $325, $350 maybe. It's interesting. I think it falls somewhere between Source Connect and Audio TX. I would call this like the Audio TX for Android and iOS. That would be my closest equivalent I can imagine. So anyway, seems like it's going to be pretty cool once we get it up and running.
Hmm. Roy, what's going on with the Nilla wafers there?
You want some?
Yes, yeah. Actually, if you could.
They're virtual. They're virtual. Right into the.
Just there
we go. I'm trying to figure out what snack to have next.
You actually have food. I just have medications.
Yeah. I already took mine. That's why the show's going so well.
It may explain it a lot. This is highly appropriate for our 100th episode. Anyway, yeah, anybody else have some thoughts? Cliff, you want to talk about some of these remote things? Do you have clients that you work with that are, you know, when you're getting guys in doing car commercials and stuff, do you do stuff by ISDN, and are you using some other types of technologies?
I had ISDN going on 10 years, and I'm sitting over here looking at my unlit Zephyr. Probably since the Clinton administration. When I moved to my house, I had ISDN available, but I really don't need it. And with my business, what I do with my voice talents, I'll work with them for 3, 4, 5 spots. They'll kind of learn the radio vision ways, and then they're pretty much on their own. I'm a firm believer in letting the talent, you know, be the talent. The only time I really jump in is for, you know, mispronunciations. But, you know, when I do, like I said earlier, when I do get stuff on the road, I can always tell the difference. So my guys usually give me a good heads up. Hey, I'm going on vacation, and I flood them with stuff before they're gone. But as far as ISDN, you know, I really don't use it. I do delivery through FTP. You send it, email, and that's pretty much it. I have not done an ISDN session in years. Oh. Years.
Wow.
Years. But yep. I missed the little bleep, bleep, bleep. I missed the beeps of the Zephyr. I really like that. That was a very cool
Or as
stuff.
I say, cha-ching, and I know that, cha-ching.
Ringtone idea.
And I know that's a magic tone to voice talent, you know, when the connection sound. It's like, yes, I've got a gig. But, you know, it's something that I really don't need. And I loved it. I mean, it sounds incredible, and my Zephyr sounded incredible. But is that me motorboating?
I'm not exactly sure.
Not sure yet who's doing that.
I don't know if I'd describe it as motorboating, Cliff.
I'm analog. I have oars.
Okay. I was swimming with the 12-year-old today, so I got motorboat on the
mind. Okay. Rip, what do you think about that, about some of these newer technologies?
Who?
Rip. Joe Van Ripper, you.
Oh. Yeah. Well, just flip side, total opposite of Cliff. ISDN is my life. I do probably 2 or 3 sessions a week by ISDN still. And I don't know where I'd be without it. And frankly, I'm afraid I'm going to find out pretty soon because where it is, Verizon's not supporting it anymore. They won't issue any new lines up here in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, that area. I'm about maybe an hour and a half away from Uncle Roy. I don't know what's going to happen when I move down closer to Roy, which I'm going to do sometime in the next month or two. They tell me I'm not going to be able to get ISDN again. No new lines. So I'm a little worried about that because I got a lot of ISDN business out there.
They'll have to make a deal with some of my
local neighbors who have to have it and work something out.
Well, I was actually kind of wondering if Lucy might not be a solution for that, because if you use it in the studio, say through a standalone computer, if it's better than Source Connect, this might be an alternative. I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I think it's too early to say if it's going to be better than Source Connect. The only thing that Source Connect has on everybody else is the fact that they've penetrated the voiceover market for the last 7 years.
Well, they've saved my butt on numerous occasions. I had a national client that had me doing, well, it was Joseph A. Bank. I was doing stuff for him, for them, for like two or three times a week. And when I moved from North Carolina up to New York and the city area, they didn't know how to spell ISDN. Here, it took me forever to get a line in. And sure. In the meantime, Source Connect is what kept me going. It kept me alive.
Yeah.
Hey, George, do we know if Source Connect works with anything but Pro Tools? Like if you're using Audition or Logic or any of those guys?
It's standalone.
It's standalone now.
Standalone, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's standalone. It works as an audio units plugin, a VST plugin, or a Pro Tools RTAS plugin.
It's still the $600?
Yeah, it's still like $650, yep.
$650, yeah. Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had it since it was $300.
There you go. Buy in early.
Yeah. Yeah. So Anthony Gettig is wondering here. So he says, will software like Lucy need to talk in multiple protocols, or will a standard IP codec be settled upon? What do you guys think?
Well, I'll interject just because I've been using it and playing with it. The fact that Lucy can talk to this piece of the hardware makes it unique, right? It's the only thing going right now that I'm personally aware of that will talk to other manufacturers' equipment. In fact, Comrex has a tutorial, or Lucy, I can't remember who, on how to talk to the other. One of them has a tutorial. It tells you how to set it up to talk to the other. So they understand how important it is to be interoperable and compatible with each other. But Source Connect is completely proprietary. Audio TX, completely proprietary. So this is a new world, and being able to work with other systems and outside of their own manufacturing, their own network, and work with other systems outside of their brand is really smart. It also works with the Zephyr IP, or what's called the Zip. Right. So, I think, you know, because of that, it's, you know, I think Source Connect needs to really step it up to separate themselves as much as possible from Lucy.
Will it only work with that one Comrex box, as Comrexes go?
I don't know much about all the Comrex boxes. This Comrex Access I have here is about 9 years old, and it had to be, the firmware was way out of date. I upgraded the firmware. They actually sent me a compact flash card just because I asked, and they sent it to me in the mail, and I had to take the lid off, put the new firmware in. It's just a card, and then boom, I was up and running.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys real quick, if you have a client who is interested in maybe having some work throughout the country, maybe in Los Angeles, and is setting up some kind of remote system, would you send them to Source Connect? Be that ISDN is difficult to get and very expensive. Is that sort of your first next line?
I mean,
for doing remote sessions.
Full disclosure, yes. But full disclosure, I'm also a dealer for Source Connect, and I have been for about 5 years.
So if someone in Chicago's got an ISDN box, Source Connect will talk to that box from the standalone app on your computer.
No, it still needs a bridge.
Still needs to go through a bridge.
Yeah. Still needs a bridge. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. There's no system so far that exists on that we're aware of that can go from IP or Internet Protocol to ISDN, like directly.
Yeah.
They're two networks that are completely agnostic of each other. The ISDN dial-up from point to point between studios is completely independent of the IP world, and it can't possibly, that we are aware of, be bridged together without literally having one box on the internet, another box on ISDN, and having somebody plug them into each other. That's a bridge.
So, George, when someone does that, are they calling the bridge's phone numbers?
Usually what happens is the studio that has ISDN will dial into the bridge via ISDN, and then the talent, which is most often is the case, the talent is on an IP system with Source Connect, will then also call into the bridge. And if everybody calls in at the same time, or everybody, you know, everything works the way it's supposed to, once the session goes live, it's no different to either party. as to the workflow. Just the delay is now usually increased. Whereas with just ISDN, you might have 24 frames or something. Now with Source Connect thrown in, it could be 50, 40, 50 frames.
But Source Connect does have a an access to a bridge as part of their infrastructure, and specifically for that purpose of linking up to ISDN boxes. I think they charge like $35 an hour.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. Mm-hmm. They have one bridge, and it's first come, first serve. Yeah. And it's the cheapest. But those that I know that kind of rely on it as, you know, part of their livelihood, especially if they're traveling, they tend to like going with like Out of Here or something where they can have a box that's dedicated to them for the week that they can book out and have always have access when they need it.
Yeah. The thing is you know, if you need to be on the road to use this stuff, or if you're on the road and you absolutely have to be somewhere and it's got to be done, yeah, you need this stuff. But I think the majority of us, if somebody needs to listen in on what you're doing, you do a really sophisticated thing called a phone patch. And, you know, you don't need one of those hybrid things. You just need one of these things. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm all set up on your end. You ready to go? Okay.
Well,
it usually works great.
I wish I could get you to talk to my clients, because my clients are the ones who insist on ISDN.
I know. And I think that might be something that we need to discuss with our clients. It's like, look, this is costing you a fortune. We all have really, really good studios, probably better than yours, which we would take that out before we say it. But you know, we've been working, you know, if your studio is good, if we've been helping you and telling you how to make things sound right, if your audio is good, a home voiceover studio should actually sound better than some of these big commercial studios where they primarily are doing music type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the acoustics are going to be better in our rooms. They need to understand that. It's not easy, but it's a process, I think, that if you discuss properly with your clients, you can usually work it out.
Yeah, but a lot of my clients are studios.
Well, that makes a big difference.
Yes.
Well, I mean, Anthony's got more questions, and we love Anthony. I want to make sure he gets his answers that he wants, looking for. But he said, "Not yet. He's not yet getting. not yet
I'm
gotten.
It's jet lag, not you, George. Come on.
Not yet little, gotten Source Connect. Should we skip it and get Lucy instead and learn that? I think it's too soon to tell right now because." There is an installed base of Source Connect out there. You know, probably about 4,000 to 5,000 studios and voice talent using it. Lucy is way behind in the voiceover industry. So because of that installed base, I think you have to find out on a case-by-case basis. If you have a client saying, yeah, we work with Source Connect, then guess what? You have to have Source Connect. Yeah. It's just going to be another tool in your arsenal. I think at some point you're probably going to have ISDN, Lucy, Source Connect, Connection Open, Sound Streak. You're going to have all these tools. Skype. I think the complete studio has to basically be ready to connect on any one of these tools.
Yeah, and Skype is actually sounding pretty good these days. Certainly sounding better than Google Plus tonight. So.
Yeah. Skype has surprised the heck out of me how good it sounds lately. That's another. That dovetails nicely into another question. Somebody said Skype is upgrading their services and their streaming quality. Have they done that? And then there's a separate question about Pro Tools, so I won't go there yet. But I think we are looking at as good as Skype's going to be for a while. I mean, we've been using it on the show for a while. You guys know how good it actually can sound. And I did a comparison in a blog comparing directly Source Connect and Skype. I think I posted that on SoundCloud or something. It's not the same. It's definitely not the same. It's close. But I think the quality that Skype is giving you is too processed. It's got compression and some other companding and some stuff going on.
Totally agree.
And so it's not going to be adequate for many jobs. Some jobs, probably, yeah. You know, every client is different. Some of them are much more tolerant of audio quality.
It's certainly good to be able to listen in with that quality and then have somebody send you a WAV file or an MP3.
Exactly.
That's full bandwidth, but it's as far as listening, it's better than a phone patch.
Yeah. We're using Skype as a phone patch substitute, mainly. I don't know anybody who's actually recording a job via Skype, whether recording this feed from Skype directly. I don't know anybody who's done that. Not to say nobody has, but I don't know anybody else.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I had a studio in Philadelphia that had to do it once because their ISDN crashed in the middle of our session.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. They were using Skype as a monitor, you know, a video monitor.
See, that's, and it's great for that. I mean, with Skype, it's like you're almost, it's almost like being in the studio with these people anyway. So what's the big deal?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
but then again, we know my attitude on this.
Yeah. Well, somebody else said the bottom, you know, Chris Tom asked, is the bottom line is not having ISDN source connect or whatever a deal breaker? No, obviously there's many, many, many of you out there who are making a living without this technology. So it really depends on your industry or your segment of the industry. Obviously, in Joe Van Riper's world, ISDN is crucial. In Cliff Clavin, sorry, I knew that was going to happen. In Cliff Zelman's world, ISDN is not an important part of his production flow. So your mileage may vary. It really depends on the niche that you're working in.
Yeah,
and Skype is actually very important to me. I do use it a lot for coaching sessions. And I do use it just for the way Dan was describing earlier with a telephone, just patching in through telephone. I like to see the physicality, you know, of the person I'm working with. I like to make sure they're, you know, using facial expressions and all that stuff. But Skype is great. You know, Skype fills the gap the way a telephone does. And certainly, you know, you're right, ISDN, I got nothing to do with ISDN. I don't miss the $120 a month.
Or more, yeah. I'm hearing $300 ballpark now.
Jeez,
Who
needs that?
Just to have one.
Not me.
Yeah.
The phone companies hate it. They don't want to service it. They don't want to take care of it.
Oh yeah, it's true. They all want.
I think for a lot of people, they think they need it, and it's a term that gets tossed around a lot. But if you're in a metropolitan city, there's hundreds of studios that have it that will rent it to you for 15 minutes or 45 minutes or an hour or whatever.
Absolutely.
It is.
There's always a workaround.
Yeah, they prefer a WAV file anyways through WeTransfer or email or whatever you can do, you know. So,
Here in LA, if you're a promo person, chances are your agent at some point will say, here's some auditions. Don't bother unless you have ISDN.
Right. And how many people? And how many people can we count that are actually doing that amongst the hundreds of thousand people?
Small number of people.
Tiny little amount. They're very good, and they're our friends, but they're really tiny. Mm-hmm. They're little tiny people, but they have
lots and lots of money.
Money, yes. And on that note, speaking of making money, it's time for a commercial break here.
All right.
We'll reconnoiter, and we'll come back with more of your questions and more of our answers here in East West Audio Body Shop, our 100th episode. We'll be right back after this.
Back to EWABS. Thank Dan and George's wives. For what? You have no idea. Now, here's Dan and George.
Greetings from Hollycod. It's me, John Taylor. And I just wanted to say congratulations on 100 great episodes. And here's to hundreds more. I'm going to toast you with my EWABS Swag coffee mug. Yep. Coffee tastes better when it's in an EWABS mug. I'm going to have a little swig with my swag. Good coffee.
Hi, Dan and George. Judy Greenberg here. I just wanted to say congratulations on 100 episodes, and here's to 100 more.
I also want to thank your wives and your families for giving you up every Sunday night and letting us have you.
Yes, and my wife is getting quite jealous about it, as a matter of fact, but...
my wife is over it.
Your life is over?
No. My wife is just over it. She's like, this is what happens every Sunday. George goes into his room, into his office, and that's it.
You still do that internet thing?
I do that internet thing.
Throws this huge latch bolt on the back porch there, and even the cat can't. Well, no, the cat does get in there occasionally.
Yes, he does.
All right. Well, we got lots more coming up here on East West Audio Body Shop. And of course, if you have any questions, throw them out in the chat room so we can pick up on them and, you know, totally ignore them. We'll try and get your questions on here answered by this amazing panel of audio experts. I'm still getting the Cyloning in here, but I don't think it's going out over the
air. I hear it too,
air.
just a it. Little bit. It's not like enough to make me want to like reboot or anything, but it's there.
Okay, good. All right, so let's continue on here with some of the stuff we're talking about. We've been talking about all of these things that most people don't use.
There's some rabidly interested folks that, you know, we want to address, but for most of you guys, it's totally not something you need.
That's right. There were some interesting ones here. And speaking of Judy Greenberg, maybe some of you guys can address this. I mean, this stuff is second nature to me because I use this stuff all the time. But Judy, who we just talked to, says, what's the best media player for a website? Because everybody out there, you know, sometimes you hire somebody for a website and your webmaster has you buy the Gorgle. You know, they don't teach, you know, they're like, no, you don't know how to do HTML. You're like, well, no, I use HTML5. Oh, you know, and then that's exactly right. I like having control of my website, and I want to be able to put the stuff in there that I want. And fortunately, my webmaster, who's a very good friend, said, Dan, I'm going to show you how to do this. And he showed me how, and it's pretty simple. But any media player is usually going to work pretty well. Anybody else have any thoughts on that before I extrapolate a little bit more?
I'm trying to find one that I use a lot. It's been a while since I programmed my website, but there's one company out there with a bunny as a video. I know that sounds a little weird.
It's a weird business. Put voice in front of it.
I'm trying to find it right now. It's anybody in the J player, JW player.
All right.
Okay. Do you have the Joomla?
No, I have it hosted through Media Temple's my hosting, but I'm using WordPress.
Okay.
And right. WordPress uses it, and it has a pretty graceful fallback to Flash if you're trying the HTML5. So you can program it for HTML5 first, and then it'll gracefully fall back to Flash if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think they have a version for that, being a content management system. Joomla also has a JPEG. Mm-hmm. Anybody, mm-hmm. I don't have access to the chat room. Is anybody talking about VoiceAmp?
No, we shouldn't. We should. I mean, we could talk about it. What does it mean to everybody, and why is it getting so much buzz lately?
Go for it, Clifford.
Well, I think, to me, VoiceAmp is really made for, I've done a couple of things in social media talking about it. To me, it's really made for people in the boardroom, made for buyers of voice talent. And I really like it because it's really fast. It loads up instantly. It sounds great. And you can jump around. It's one location for multiple mixes. The way I like to do it is when I produce a demo for somebody, I'll do 10 or 12 segments within their demo, and then further down within the VoiceAmp, there'll be the entire spot. You know, so instead of just hearing 8 seconds of, you know, American Airlines, they'll hear the entire 30-second spot if they want to. The problem that I have with VoiceAmp, and I'm going to make a big deal out of it because I really want Bob Merkel, who I absolutely adore, to put a pause button in it. There is no pause button. We will be talking. I'll be sitting in a conference with clients, with copywriters, with account executives, and we'll be talking about voice talent. And somebody will have a comment, and they'll want to push pause and say, you know, that would be great for this upcoming project, or this person would be perfect for this. And then we want to pick it up from where we left off, but we have to take it from the top. So, Bob, give us a pause button, and I think it will be the go-to audio player.
You know, I got to add to that, Cliff. I thought one thing was really great was the single spots as well, because I can't stand spending a lot of time producing a beautiful spot and then cutting 20 seconds out of it and them not hearing the finishes and all the ends and everything.
Exactly.
So,
when, you know, we get so emotionally involved, you know, with the stuff that we're producing. One of the hardest things is not to produce a 4.5-minute demo.
Yeah,
so what VoiceSam does is it kind of lets us sleep at night knowing that, yes, they are going to hear the full Silverado spot, you know, or they are going to, you know, get to hear the full spot. But I think it's really great. It loads up instantly. I have installed a couple for some clients. I see nothing wrong with it except the pause button. So, Bob, do us a favor, and you will win. You will absolutely win.
It's still a 1.0 version product, right? I mean, it's really, really new.
It's pretty new. I haven't seen any updates. I know there's maybe a couple of skin options that you can put on it.
Right.
But it's only going to get better and better. And I just heard that Bob has lowered the price 50% on monthly subscriptions. So that is certainly something to look into if, in fact, the monthly price was a hindrance. Slashing it in half, you know, makes it pretty reasonable.
Yeah, and just for the people who don't really understand what these guys are talking about, VoiceSam is a media player that goes that it's a plug-in for your website, so you can play your demos and stuff.
As far as
Bob
I understand,
Sauer Cliff, has one.
It's just object code, right? You copy the code and plop it in wherever you want it on your website.
Yes, yeah, you copy and paste and you put it into your HTML5 and an HTML editor.
Cool.
You know, you just flick over from either the wizard pop into. You know, the HTML, bam, there it is. What I found what's really easy to do is if you're not really good at HTML code and you have to insert it into HTML, when you're not in the HTML window, highlight what you want next to it and then go into HTML, and that will also be highlighted. So it's a good way to switch from 5 to HTML and still know where you are if you can't really read the
code. Does it drastically differ from SoundCloud?
It's in your... It doesn't make you leave the website.
But I can embed my SoundCloud into my website, no problem.
One of the issues with SoundCloud
is you have to pay to have your stuff up to a certain point. You have free access, of course. So you have to pay beyond that. Use their player, which is nice, but the VoiceSam player is also nice. But you have as many pieces in this one player, which is really nice. You can have 15 demos or 15 splits or... different levels for commercial versus animation versus whatever, narration or whatever else you have all within this one player.
And the big difference is that you can jump around in the demo and...
very quickly.
Yeah.
Cool. Very quickly.
Cloud doesn't have any of that.
Yeah, simplicity is key. I've been telling a lot of clients who are setting up their first web pages.
Okay, we are rolling again, everybody. Thanks for standing by while Ustream decided to let us back in again. Thank you, Ustream gods.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure this out. It's kind of a weird night.
Yeah, you're
being
funky.
More metaphorically, perfect for eWebs. I mean, we always say, we never know what's going to happen every week. This is a totally live show. I mean, you know, there are other voiceover shows, there are other talk shows and stuff, but they don't do it live.
That's right.
We take the risk every week that this is going to we cheat. You know, they cheat. We're doing it live. Yeah, that's right. We're not cheaters. We're giving you the real stuff here.
That's
and
right.
Bringing we show the real people.
And we show you our O faces, right, Peter?
Take a deep breath there, Clifford.
Is this you O face and motorboating twice in one show?
And dongle. Wait. And dongle.
And dongle, yeah. And dongle.
That's right. Well,
us guys from Texas, we got a different word for everything.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
We put the show back together.
Yeah, people are suggesting we be on till midnight. Now, normally we have to get off because my son Jacob has to go to bed. But Jacob's in the basement because my mom is staying with us, along with my mother-in-law.
Holy moly.
Yes.
I mean, they make a vault.
You got it. Yeah. This morning it was the refrigerator going, we've got to clean the refrigerator. You know, my mother-in-law comes down for some juice, and it turns into a total, you know, we've been away for 10 days, and it's like, there's nothing in there. You know, the things that are in there have been long gone. And this turned into an hour-long thing of cleaning the refrigerator.
By the way, and so far I'm going to give Gavurella credit. Since I started Ustream again and restarted the show, there's been no bandwidth problems at all.
Yeah, I probably held open a session, a socket, and it didn't drop it.
Yep. You rock.
Way to go, Varela. Win and Doot reboot.
That's right.
Yep. So, moving anyway, on.
Back to moving the show.
Let's go back. Let's go back to our good friend Harlan Hogan. And make sure I stop Time Machine again.
Don't you wish you could just say, "Don't run time. Don't run for like 6 hours, Time Machine." But no, you have to install a. You have to install a third party program to do that.
Yeah, but I was in the insurance business. Back up. Always have a backup.
Exactly.
Save your stuff, even the old stuff. And then after you back it up, don't drop the hard drive.
Don't wash it
unless it's solid state.
Yes.
I always love watching. Next thing. I always love watching people in the chat rooms or in in the Facebook forums and stuff saying, "My computer's dead," and everybody's saying, "You backed up, right?" and all that stuff. It's just like, who is not backing up? Is there anybody not backing up?
Like 2 days ago, George, I think we had that conversation.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Anyway,
so if you take anything away from our 100th episode, back up.
I can't suggest enough also having a bootable clone for people who are in production environments that need to get going in a heartbeat as well.
Oh, a bootable clone,
Which is different than backup, yeah.
Anyway, VoiceOver Essentials. Thank you, Harlan Hogan.
Yeah, be there.
Micport Pros are back, apparently. I guess they were out of stock for a while. They're a pretty small company. I guess they exceeded their supply for a while there, so they're back, and he's got them in stock. They've kicked them up to $179, so I guess they're realizing that their product is popular, so they've kicked it up $30.
George, have you done a test on the Icicle and the Sony and the Micport Pro? Do you know if there's a difference between those?
Well, there's the Shure, the Micport Pro, the Blue, the Icicle. One of my clients does have an Icicle. I think it's the cheesiest made thing. It's such lightweight plastic.
Totally agree.
And it has no headphone monitor, and it's just a cheese ball thing. But it does actually work. The audio quality is not bad. But I do prefer the Micport Pro when you have a headphone monitor, and I think it's a little bit higher quality audio.
You tested the Nessie at all?
No, I have not. Somebody did somewhere in one of the interwebs. Somebody mentioned it, said it was just not ready. Not at all a voiceover tool. It's definitely a podcast tool. Or a Skype tool, but not a voiceover.
I want to like Blue, and I just can't.
They missed the mark.
I really want to like them, but everything they've been putting out lately has been so subpar.
Just kind of missed the mark. Yeah, they're just going for a different audience. They have some great mics, but their USB stuff is just not for voiceover. But anyway, back to Harlan. We've got to give him a little bit more attention. But Harlan's got his own Vox Pop filter, too. I did get one of these for somebody recently, and the Vox Pop filter he's selling, I know there's a million of them. But the one good thing about this is that the gooseneck that it has is really stiff. So when you set that thing where you want it, it stays there.
Is that a metal grate one?
And it is a metal mesh stand.
I like that.
It's metal mesh instead of the fabric, which means you can
clean
it. I like that one.
Yeah, so that's nice.
And I'm wearing his headphones, and I'll swear by it.
Oh, yeah.
Swear a little bit more about him there, Roy.
Well, especially if you're editing, if you've got to wear these headphones for a long time, and they've got memory foam, they're really comfortable, good. There they are. Really good for long-term wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're very well made. They are made in overseas or China, most everything, but they are made well. They are built like a tank. I'm keeping them now. They're now my bag headphones. So in other words, wherever I go to a client's house, this is the headphone I have when I travel with me, and they have held up to all the abuse I've thrown at them, and they really do sound good. They're different. You just have to try them. They are totally different from just about any other headphone I've ever heard. So they're shockingly different when you first put them on.
They're not overly bright like the Sony.
Right. They're bright and they're loud. Like in sensitivity, they're really sensitive. So you stick them on your head after wearing the Sonys, which are loud too. These are loud in a different way. These just really cut. They really put out some serious sound. So but they're nicely made.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Harlan. Harlan, we couldn't do it without you.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I know. It's been a big help to getting things done here. And by the way, if you want to keep this show going and help make sure that we can actually keep it going live every week so we can buy, you know, that $20,000 Grass Valley switcher that somebody was talking about earlier, that might be a little bit easier.
That's a doorstop right there.
Yeah, there we go. if you're on our website or watching this on our stream, right above my head at this moment is a donate button, and we could really use your help. Otherwise, we never would have reached 100 episodes because it's costing us to be on Ustream, and we do need a little bit of help with that. And it does make the show much better. You know, New Year's, we did a show of the best of. And we showed the first few minutes of our first show. I remember I was wearing a black shirt and I had a black, and it was like I was this floating head. You know, we weren't quite sure what was going on. But we had no idea what we were doing. And guess what? We still don't. But somehow it keeps getting done. Exactly. And we get it done because of all you guys. And you're great. And we really appreciate our audience out there.
And make sure you subscribe on YouTube, too. On the same page, the top right side on the homepage, you'll see subscribe to YouTube. For all you people who are watching this on YouTube later, which are smart people, because by then I'll have all the glitches edited out of the show.
Back together.
Click on subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss any future episodes, and you'll be able to watch every single one we've ever released in one place.
That is correct. So anyway,
moving on.
But yes, we've got a lot of neat stuff coming up this month. I know next week we have what's his name.
Well done.
Thank you.
I remember.
No, we got Ryan Dreen.
I have an excuse.
No, Ryan Dreen.
Ryan Dreen.
Who's known as Ryan on the radio.
Radio, that's right.
He does an awesome podcast. I've been listening to it for a few months now. And he's very knowledgeable about audio production, specifically about radio and production. But he brings on a lot of awesome voice talent. So I'm glad he'll be part of the show.
Yeah, that'll be next week. And then we've got somebody else. And then I think the last weekend of the month, last weekend of July, George and I will be together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm heading to Southern California, and so I want to see all my buddies out there. But I believe we're going to be doing something from Ann Ganguza's house.
That's right. That's right. I actually went down there and installed a new setup for her. That's closely mirrors what we do with our own show. So she has a similar setup that she can do from her living room of her house. Right. So we're going to do our show live from her living room and stream it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So it's going to be, and then we're going to be visiting all factories and stuff like that. So George and I are going to hang out that week, and we're going to have all sorts of cool stuff to show you when we're done with that. So. Anyway,
back to the
questions.
All right,
well, we're going to have to break this up. Yeah, the questions. We didn't have a whole lot more questions here.
I got a few more.
Now, Bob Hurley threw this one about RMS and versus LUFS. What is that one about? I mean, I sort of understand
RMS. It's in Twisted Wave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Twisted Wave, they give you a couple different types of metering choices. You know what? It's such a – you know what? Do we want me to Google it for you? Because really, I have no idea.
Too geeky.
I have no clue what that is.
I can talk about it for just a little bit, but basically, RMS and LUFS are basically the same thing. And LUFS and LKFS, which is the U.S. standard, are all based on K weighting of audio for leveling for broadcast. And I'm really glad that they added it in Twisted Wave. But you can think of LUFS and RMS as basically about the same thing. There's a little bit of a different gating in LUFS than there is in RMS, but it's basically average metering for averaging your volume out, which you can normalize to in the new version of Twisted Wave.
Hey, check this out. Look what I found here.
Okay. All right. Show us.
So this video is going to...
Oh.
What's the deal with these new loudness unit measurements I'm hearing about? The loudness unit, the LUFS.
Is that Peter?
How does it compare with measurements I'm used to, like dB, FS, or RMS, or the measurements of the TT dynamic range meter, the DR value, which lots of people are used to hearing about these days? Very quickly, the new loudness units were developed by the International Telecommunications Union, the ITU, and the idea was to provide a consistent way of measuring loudness, which is quite a difficult thing to do, and give guidelines specifically for broadcast. And
actually, yeah, yada, 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 yada. So you were saying, Mike.
There's an aeroplane up in the sky.
It's landing in our living room.
That was too boring. Good. Anyway,
a little too tech.
Who watches that stuff on YouTube? Somebody must.
Somebody must. It's got some views.
I mean, people watch our show. And you know, the one thing we try not to do on this show is we do not try to speak geek.
We try to limit that. Tonight's a special event, a special occasion.
Right. Yes,
that's right. What was another one? How about advice on setting up? Don Griffith says, "How about advice on setting up a company's a voiceover website?" Doing it yourself versus professionally done, which I think is a question. It's outside of our usual. Did we talk about this already?
We sort of went over it, but, like I said, you know, it's important that you have as much control over your website as possible because, you know, you want to update a demo or, you know, maybe you got a big job or something like that. And the company's like, yeah, you can put that into your portfolio and you want that in your website as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I know I'm going to be redoing my website, but I want to have complete control over the design, and I don't want to spend $125 every time I call up my webmaster and say, look, I need to, you know, something is misspelled. Well, that's going to take me 20 minutes, and, you know, that's going to be another $75. I don't want that. I just want to be able to go in, use my WordPress password, and change it, and makes it very, very simple. The artwork is not that hard. And does everybody agree? Should there be any flash in your voiceover website?
No.
Finally. So you webmasters who are pushing flash on people.
We're past that. We've seen it all. We've seen the blinking Christmas lights. We've seen the, you know, all the fun stuff. Let me jump in here real quick.
Please.
There's a company called Wix. And those of you that frequent Facebook, I'm sure you see our colleagues say we love Wix. What Wix is it's an HTML5 wizard. It's a user end website where you go in, you choose a template, and you can then go in and fill in. There'll be a box. This is a paragraph.
This is so Wix, by the way. This is our website.
Our website. You're looking at it right now.
Now wait a minute, guys. Absolutely, because they give it to you for free. If you're going to publish it for free, they're going to offer you all of this software, all this great technology. They're going to put their ads all over it. But you pay $129 for the year. They remove all their ads. Now, here's the cool thing about Wix is that you work for 6 months on your website, tweaking it, revising it, redoing it, rebuilding it. Never publish it. But you don't have to pay for it until you're ready to publish it. So it's a brilliant business plan. They know that people are going to invest a ton of time. They're going to get emotionally attached to their website. They're not going to want the ads on there. And they're going to pop for the $129. But the neat thing about it is that you get to work on it for free as long as you want. Just don't publish it. You don't want free Wix ads on your website.
So this is what, just check so you out. Know how easy it is to edit. Look at this. I logged into my webmaster link and boom. I'm now editing my website. You know, it is super easy.
I'm also a big fan of Squarespace.
Me too.
Which many of my friends use because it's graphically one of the more superior WYSIWYG editors. It's a little expensive, but for people who are like photographers or do a lot of picture stuff, Squarespace is beautiful. And then if you're going on the cheaper end, which is like Wix, as well as Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, is also another Weebly fantastic. And they'll host for you, and I think you can do, like, if you pay, like, $120, you can get a domain name with them as well, which is nice. Mm-hmm. So instead of using a subdomain where you would with a free WordPress.
So here's a Squarespace website some of you may have seen before. It's mine. So I use Squarespace for my website, and I use Wix for the eWebs website. So I know both of them work really well.
Now, Wix does take a little bit of getting used to. You know, you got to stay up late a couple of nights and figure it out. But it's, you know, the neat thing about it, like I said before, is you get to work on it for free. And then when you're ready, and then you make your commitment. So, and if you don't like it, you move on to the next. They've got hundreds and hundreds of templates. Mm-hmm. Pick the one further down, because we all know the first 20 that pop up go way down when you're picking your templates. Mm-hmm. So we all don't recognize.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, in my experience, Wix business model may have adjusted in the last year, but when I first started the website, our website actually was a free website completely for at least 6 months to a year. And then just about a year ago, I did the upgrade to get rid of the ads. So that's awesome. Squarespace, they give you 14 days, but then at the end of 14 days, they just they kill it unless you pay for it. So
no, Wix but to the can person go on for a year.
To the person who posted this, these are all drag and drop, type in kind of box systems. They're not.
Yes.
There's no HTML coding. You can go deeper if you want, but you're not actually putting any HTML coding in. You're not doing any Flash coding. You're not doing any JavaScript or any of that kind of stuff. This is all done for you, which is nice.
I haven't used Squarespace 6.0, which has been out for almost a year now. So it has a totally new interface. But I will say that from someone that's built a website with both tools from scratch, Wix, I built the EWABS website that you see now. The framework of that site was built 2 hours before a show one night when I just got a bug in my butt to make a web page. And it was really easy. Like, the learning curve was, it was very logical. So I would say, I would try Weebly or Wix would be maybe some of your first options. And then if you're kind of lean towards the geekier side, Squarespace maybe. But they're all, you know, they're all great tools. Somebody asked, do they work on iPhone? Out. Yes, they do. Wix do work on iPhone and Android sites now. That was a problem with older Wix. The original Wix pages were Flash. Now they are all HTML5. And so
one thing you want to look out for when you're buying these is making sure that they have the modules to do the things you want, like aggregating a Twitter feed or bringing in a Facebook button or these things that you want to do for social, you know, extra stuff as well, beyond just adding audio and video to your website.
Yeah, Wix has dozens and dozens of apps free that work seamlessly with Wix. So
that's great.
I'll tell you, I'm so glad that HTML5 is out. I mean, how many out there have battled, you know, content management systems with Joomla and Drupal and
never had to deal with that. Thank goodness.
My God, what a brain buster! I started working with that stuff 5-6 years ago, and I just gave up 2 years ago. It just got way too intense for me. I don't need it. But all Wix is awesome.
Agreed.
Yeah. Good question.
That is a good question. Anybody have any information on the Android recording platform? Is that anybody using that yet? Anyone hear anything about it?
Well, we were
not being an Android person, I wouldn't know.
Well, we talked about Audio Evolution.
Which Audio Evolution. Yeah.
I think that's really the best that's out there right now.
Hey, Cliff, how do you record? Let's say someone's got a Nexus 10 or some kind of tablet and they want to record an Audio Evolution, but they want to do editing on a nice big 20-inch or 24-inch screen. How do you transfer stuff from Audio Evolution into your computer so that you can edit on your screen?
Just bounce it and send it via email.
Via email, okay.
Yeah, just share. Well, you'll hit share and then, you know.
We can share with anything on Android.
You share anything. With anything. You know, you
can Dropbox, share with Google, Box, you know. Anything.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. So someone who's done a chapter of a book that might be an hour and a half long, it might be a good, you know, 400 megabytes or something of space, which is too big to email, they can just send that through Dropbox, I guess?
Sure.
You can actually set up keys. KIES is a, if you're with Samsung, you can set up a Samsung Keys, and that's an account where you can just plug your phone right into your computer and use your phone as a hard drive.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
And that's pretty standard. But again, here's my dongle. Look, there it is. I love my dongle.
Everybody dongle show dongle. Your dongles.
It's dongle days.
Well, let's just do a wrap up with everybody. Dan, do you think? Let just everybody chime in with like one tip that they feel has changed the way they do their work in the last 6 months or so. Maybe we could do that.
We're going to do that, and we're going to give you a couple minutes to think about it so you can take some notes.
Sounds good.
And really give a good presentation. But right now, we have a couple of things we want to show you, so we'll be right back after this to wrap it all up here on our 100th episode of East West Audio Body Shop. Woo-hoo.
Hello, Dan and George. Hey there. This is Anthony Gettig coming to you from the Gettig Ranch, which is really just a ranch house in Kalamazoo. Hey, anyways, just want to say a great big congratulations on episode number 100. Way to go, man. You know, you guys are such a blessing to the voiceover community. We appreciate your wisdom, your insight, and the opportunity for a lot of fun every Sunday night. So, hey, congratulations on episode number 100. Here's to 100 more.
VoiceOver Extra, the voiceover industry's online news, education, and resource center 24/7. Hundreds, probably thousands of free how-to articles for voiceover success, ranging from home studio to voice acting to business. A free voiceover industry directory, calendar of industry events, resource links, a store, and much more. Bi-monthly webinars on all topics of voiceover, free subscriptions to newsletters, reports, announcements, daily news, and features at voiceoverextra.com.
Dan and George, congratulations on 100 shows. Fantastic job. I cannot believe we're up to 100 already. Love every single one of them. Watched them all, and I've learned a lot from you guys. Really appreciate the resource, the support, the persistence in putting all these shows together, the tips. You guys always amaze me with the knowledge, the cutting-edge news. Keep up the great work. I'm looking forward to the next 100. A big shout-out to the chat room. Love interacting with you guys, and I'll see you soon. Have a great show.
Hey there, George and Dan. This is Karen Rose Richter with A Voice for Business, congratulating you on your 100th episode for EWABS. Thanks for being there, guys. Just love the show.
Hey, Dan and George, or George and Dan, whoever gets top billing. This is Steve Tardio wishing you guys a happy 100th episode of East West Audio Body Shop. So here's to another 100 great episodes of East West Audio Body Shop. And then after that, another 100, and then another 100, and so on, and so on, and so on. And now, back to the show.
Yeah.
Well done. You know,
yeah, really, that's great, guys. Now, that wasn't hard. You stand in front of a camera, and you go, hi, how are you doing? We're glad that people were able to do those shout-outs for us. But we have one more. Can we get into this one, George? This comes from far, far away. From a troubled land.
Yeah,
my house?
Yeah, your house, yeah.
Joe's house?
No.
Hang on a second. Let me set up the screen share so we can show everybody here.
All right. But one of our great friends from the Middle East, who's not from the Middle East, but he's in the Middle East, which is where he lives. But
okay. I got it queued up. Let's see if we can get everybody to hear it.
All right.
That would be a no.
No. No.
Maybe I should turn up the right faders.
Hey, there you go.
That would be good.
I was doing it by feel instead of by eyeball.
Okay. Well, you're not there yet.
Hi, Dan. Hi, George. Congratulations on your 100th episode of EWOBS. I'm Andy Boynes in Istanbul, Turkey, the bridge between East and West. What better place to give you a shout out from? Congratulations again. Catch you soon.
Not soon enough. Yes, we miss you, Andy.
Yes, we do.
You know, that's the great thing about our business is, you know, and I was telling my mother and my mother-in-law over dinner that tonight, and I was with them for the last 10 days on a ship.
Hanging out the porthole.
Yes, well, I actually showed you a view of that. But, you know, the idea that we have friends all over the world in this business, and I think that's one of the great uniting factors that, you know, we have friends in Istanbul and in the Canary Islands and in Australia and New Zealand. And we know we got people watching in Japan and China. Who would ever thought that we could do a show like this that could reach so many people? And we really appreciate all you people hanging out. Hanging out a little later tonight than usual, but hey, it's a party.
That's right.
And so we really appreciate you guys sticking with us through thick and thin, through no signal. Even though we're not on the air, you guys are still hanging here. You guys are total gluttons for punishment, and you deserve us. anyway, but to wrap things up nice and tight so we can go on to our 101st episode and start rambling towards 200, which will be somewhere in the next presidential administration, I think. Hopefully. But let's go down the line here and we've given our guests some time to actually think about the right answer here. So we'll start with Uncle Roy. what's your one tip that would help everybody here in their voiceover business from your perspective?
You didn't give me enough time. I've just been eating during that. just to piggyback on your website thing, we made some sites with Intuit. Stay away from Intuit, because if you launch an Intuit site on Google Chrome, apparently all your audio starts playing at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
And we made a patch that fixed it, but then Google Chrome came out with their next version, and it still does that. So don't.
So it's not intuitive.
There's no intuitivity to an Intuit site. I thank you. Next.
Joe Van Ripper.
Well, if it's advice for the voice talent guys out there and girls, I'd say stay in contact with your clients with newsletters, whatever. Just, you know, make sure if you're not working for them, make sure they still know you're alive. And as far as me personally, what I've done in the last 6 months that really has, I think, upped my game a little bit, I finally managed to put Pro Tools in a drawer somewhere, and I went to Twisted Wave, and I'm in love.
Wow. Ooh, I never thought I'd hear that from Joe.
That's what the smile is all about.
I bring out the Pro Tools when I got to do like a 16-track mix or something. Sure. But, you know, for those auditions, oh, I'm loving Twisted Wave.
Cool.
See, I love it when the experts agree with us. We were right about Twisted Wave ever since Bo showed it to us, and a lot of people are loving it.
I got to play with it a little bit. I got to play with it. Your friend Joelle showed me Twisted Wave, the stacks you made, man, and I had to play with it.
I guess I didn't do them right. Of course not. Cliff Zellman.
Yes. First of all, Twisted Wave is very cool. I'm not really ready to put my Pro Tools in a drawer yet. But Dan, again, thank you for doing our meetup a couple weeks ago and teaching our group Twisted Wave. It was great and had great response from it. And a lot of people are really working on it and enjoying it. I've gotten a lot of really good response of people saying that they're feeling real comfortable about recording and editing and using Twisted Wave. My one word of advice to voice talent, actually two, don't obsess over your auditions. Send them and forget them. Yep. Two, don't overprocess your audio. Be very careful of overcompression. My advice to you is if you hear compression, raise your threshold a bit, back down your makeup gain a little bit, try to get back to where it was before, stick with beautiful. When you go to DS, do not slap a DS across your entire track as an insert. Go and just find the S's, highlight them, bring them down, highlight them, bring them down, highlight them, bring them down. If you bring down the S's and leave the rest of the track by itself, it's going to sound a whole lot better. You don't want to put your trust of your entire track making decisions like that on its own. Keep your audio clean, keep smiling, and keep listening to EWAPs.
Yeah, and be patient with this stuff. There's no shortcuts.
There are no shortcuts. Learn. Stay up late. Stay up till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning when you're not getting email and phone calls.
and watch and read and study.
And those that know me know my credo. Do your homework, man. I'll tell you, learn it now and forget it later.
Because it's going to help you out a whole lot. There's a test every day. Mike Varela.
Yes, there is.
Mine has actually been Twisted Wave actually lately. And now that I have LUFS loudness, I can start to teach people how to do some audiobook mastering in it. And if you guys are looking for a very nice limiter, Thomas Munt's Loudmax limiter is a fantastic AU limiter for Twisted Wave that works really, really well. It's squashing some of those peaks that might be rogue when you're doing an audiobook. So
cool.
I have been using the batch processing feature lately to teach people how to master their audiobooks at home. So
yeah, really, mastering an audiobook should be like a one-step process if you're using the right stack in Twisted Wave. You know, it's like, no, what do you got to do? Well, you set it, and you go click, and you send the file off.
Yep.
Mike, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
It's great having you on. You are a voice of reason.
Yeah, so thanks for having me on.
And knowledge and experience.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Cliff.
Yo, you bet. Hey, man, you saved my tuchus about a couple months ago.
No problem. Glad to be with you guys. Thank you very much.
All righty. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. 100 episodes. You got any thoughts on 100 episodes there, Georgie?
I'm just amazed that I'm able to that's not what I wanted to show everybody. That's our email inbox. I'm just amazed that I've been able to wire my brain to do so many jobs at once? Because I always talk about, you know, you can't engineer and you can't you can't engineer and be a voice actor simultaneously. And I stand testament to the fact that that is absolutely true. Because every time I watch an episode where I am focusing on the chat room or on trying to fix something or queuing up a video clip or whatever, you'll look at me on camera. And if I'm stupid enough to leave my camera on, I'll be standing there slack-jawed like that, right? Yeah, I mean, it is nearly impossible to do both. And so I'm just thrilled that we've been able to make this show happen with just two guys doing this on our own. Making it as fun as we have. And I think we've really set a bar for our production values that is going to be hard to beat moving forward. And we really want to keep doing what we do and just try to make it better each week. Really, the content is the king, right? We just want to keep the content strong. We're not going to waste a lot of time and money on bells and whistles to make the show look really shiny. Not likely going to have any 3D video graphics and stuff. The show is just, we're just going to try to keep doing what we're doing and bring you guys really good content. But we've got some changes in the works. I know we keep teasing that, but we hear you. We hear you very clearly there. Hey, Mike. We hear you just as well as everybody else.
Yes, I got him out of there. Hi, Joe. Who was
that? Anyway, what was I saying?
This is V.
So anyway, we have a lot of fun doing this, and we love that we can do this on a shoestring budget and bring it to so many people. And we look forward to coming up with new ways to improve the show and bring you guys better content. So stay tuned. We got a lot of changes, including a change of the night that we do the show. We're going to shift the night to a Monday. That's right. You heard it here, folks. Yeah, we're going to start doing the show on a Monday. At least we're going to do one on a Monday and see if Ustream...
See if anybody shows up.
And see if Ustream and Skype work well on a Monday night. We're going to see what happens. But I think a Monday is going to work better for a lot of people and for a lot of different reasons. Although, the chat room's going, oh, no! They're all freaking out.
What else are you going to do on a Monday night?
Exactly.
I've had 120 DVA meetups on Monday night.
Uh-oh. Do you really?
It's been Monday nights.
Well, time to change that.
It is. I can move it. I can certainly accommodate you guys. I would love to do that.
Well, I think the main reason we want to do it on Monday is to clear our weekends a bit more for our families. Monday nights, they are meetup nights, but a lot of events happen on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. So we figured...
They do now.
Yeah. So we figured let's shift things around, give it a shot. We'll try out this Monday night thing. But other things are going to be happening soon. We'll stay tuned to the Google.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the Facebook page.
Yes. And finally, my one little comment to make everybody.
Please.
And because maybe it's just me. Because my mom used to say, Dan, you got no patience. Well, you want to know something? I've developed a lot of patience. And I think that's something that everybody needs to learn and practice. You know, not I want it now. You'll notice that when we do this show, that the one thing we never do is panic. One, because you can't see us because things have gone off the air and we're not panicking. That's what we're going to tell you. But never panic. Things can go wrong. If you have a problem with a client, it happened to me a couple weeks ago. I was recording something, and it was for a big client, and something got garbled. And I'm like, this is very embarrassing. Can we do that again? No problem. You just always act as professional as you can. Be patient. Never panic. And things will be fine. It'll all work out. Just like the beginning of every Harry Potter chapter. All right? So anyway... That's going to do it for us. Thanks, gentlemen. Thanks, Cliff and Joe Van Ripper and Mike Varela, whose mic I will now unmute.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate being on.
No, we love having you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Great having you, Mike.
Right. Uncle Roy, thank you. And oh, nice display of the Emmy there. It's very good.
Get it in the foreground.
Okay. Anyway, that's going to do it for 100. 101 coming up next week with...
Ryan Dream. From Andy, Ryan on the radio.
Andy, I knew it. I had it written down, and it just gone. All right. And if you have any suggestions for guests on the show, please let them know that you want them on. Let us know that you want them on. And then both. We can get together and get them on.
Let them know and let us know.
That's
we'll get
right.
them from both sides. We'll sneak attack.
That's the way to get them, actually.
That's right.
All right. All right. My mom wants to go to bed, and so do I. So anyway, that's going to do it for 100. I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are
East-West Audio Body Shop. Mazel tov, boys. Mazel tov.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.